From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
God.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. So glad to be with you on this 28th day of January. Yes, it's Thursday. And actually, it's a little bit warmer this morning, 40 degrees. Didn't have to scrape the windshields. Actually, I don't really scrape the windshields. Terry does that for me. But I am telling you, it was a little warmer, a little nicer today. But we're only going to see a high temperature of 47 degrees, overnight low about 34. And as we move towards the weekend, yes, rain in the forecast, temperatures remaining about 50 degrees or so. So I don't know what you have planned towards the weekend, because this is, you know, Thursday is the weekend eve of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Many people look forward to their three-day weekend. Some people don't even work on Fridays. I'm learning all kinds of things with this pivoting and the working from home and shifting schedules and stuff. It's interesting. Everything that we knew about, you know, that 9 to 5 and the grind and the grit of, you know, going to work Monday through Friday, a lot of things have shifted and changed. And, you know, when I take a look at the Statesman Journal this morning, and, you know, I like to talk about it because it is our local paper here in Salem, even though it's nationally owned, and I'm suspect because the same company that owns the runs the Statesman Journal also runs the Rapid City Journal in South Dakota, and I'm curious. It would be interesting to take a peek at their headline news if it's not something similar but more local, kind of templated. It makes me question the news, the mainstream news, which we've been questioning all along, right, over the last few years as they're trying to, you know, kind of set up a message. And boy, the last couple weeks, it's been a real strain for many of us in the conservatives to even try to find what's actually going on in news. And I've been inundated, and I certainly appreciate, I have to say, thank you for sending me the emails. Thank you for sending me the messages and things of stuff you're finding online. And I have to vet it out and kind of research and let time kind of use my media literacy, because it's easy to get caught up in the emotion of the headlines. And certainly this whole last few weeks has been about the vaccine, the vaccine, the vaccine. The difficulty I have with all of that is, you know, the vaccine and getting everybody vaccinated doesn't seem to bring any kind of open up measures, certainly not here in Oregon. We are still on major lockdown. We're one of few states in the nation still under major lockdown, and a lot of our businesses are holding on for maybe a couple more weeks, maybe another month. I talked with a business leader yesterday, and they're like, I'm waiting for Governor Brown to say, okay, it's time. We can have indoor dining again. And I'm concerned. I really am. And then on the headlines here at Statesman Journal, one side of, and this is above the fold, talking about vaccination and how this rollout is going to start. And it's causing some moral conflict within people. And then the other headline is some are still waiting for extended benefits on unemployment. So it's interesting because it's this whole push at, we're the government. We're going to take care of you. We're going to save you. We're here for you. And then failure upon failure upon failure in the method of implementing their new policies or how they're going to bring help to the people. And yet people aren't outraged. Well, maybe they are. I know more people right now today that said that they voted in this last election. They've gotten involved politically. They never have before. And that people are starting to wake up to realize that the government closest to us has the most influence on our lives. And we've talked about that before, right? We talked about that at length, that we need to get engaged and we need to start standing up for the things that are important to us. We need to identify our values, and then we need to vote our values, and we need to get behind candidates that line up with our values. And we need to stand for something. And that old, wise old saying, if we don't stand for something, we can fall for anything, right? And I'm reminded that the one thing about President Trump, when he was going through the primaries and going through that process and then connected to the common working person. What I'm reminded about President Trump is, and it's something I want to remind you too, is he really upended the whole political system. He wasn't considered an outsider. He was not, he didn't, what they call it, certainly in the Republican Party, and I'm proud to be a Republican. They have a thing called carrying the water, and you kind of work your way up in the Republican Party. Now, I don't doubt that Donald Trump probably gave money to both parties, right, as he moved as a businessman. A lot of times people do that. But he upended that whole process. And so there are people, even to this day, they're outraged by him and what he did. And yet the common people saw relief. We saw action. We saw a man who did what he said he was going to do, which I don't know in my whole lifetime how many politicians have actually had the guts and the grit to do what they said they were going to do. And he certainly was such a man. And he's still very active. We're not seeing a lot of communication from him. Of course, he's been deplatformed, right? But we know that he still has a lot of people who are upset about this election and the results. And I keep maintaining, friends, that this is the time you and I need to get engaged in the process. Do not back down. Do not disconnect. We need to move forward. We need to push in, because even though President Trump didn't get reelected or is not in the presidency, I'm using my words carefully, because some of us believe that he was reelected, but it was taken from him, right? So even though he's not in the White House currently, we had some great ground that was gained overall in momentum. A lot of people are getting active at the local level. A lot of Republicans are learning what that means to be a Republican. And I think it's really timely and extremely important today that we bring on the air, and I'm so thankful to have him on the show today, Bill Currier. He is currently the leader of the Oregon Republican State Party. Bill, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Stacey Ann. You took all my talking points.
Oh, good. Now we can just elaborate a little more, huh?
That's right. We'll come up with some more.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. In 2004, in South Dakota, was very, very active behind the scenes in the Republican Party. In fact, I got a Rising Star Award, blah, 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 right? And I learned a lot by just serving and getting involved at the grassroots level. And I think there's still some confusion, certainly with some of the stuff that's going on in the media the last couple of days in Oregon. I think there's some confusion of what the role is of the Oregon Republican Party, not only state, but nationwide. It's an amazing opportunity and a platform. So let's start with that definition of why the Oregon State Party is so important, not just here locally, but nationwide.
Wow, it's like you're reading my mind. That's exactly one of the topics I thought would be good to cover. And it's a great question, because a lot of folks do sort of conflate the elected officials, like the elected Republicans, like our legislators and so on, with the party. And while, you know, the party is branded Republican and our elected officials run under that Republican brand, there are two distinct groups and organizations. And then we have the voters, not just the Republican voters, but all voters. Of course, when someone runs as a Republican, they have to serve all their voters, not just Republicans. And so it's the job of the party to elect Republicans that are true to our platform and our principles when they make decisions about legislation and passing policy that affects all of us. And so, you know, we are trying to, right now, one of our initiatives in the party is to educate people on the role of the party versus the role of elected officials. For example, the role of the party, as I mentioned, is to elect officials. Those elected officials, then, we expect to apply the platform and our principles and convert those into public policy that benefit all voters. So, for example, one of the ways that that manifests itself, that difference, is that the party tends to be partisan. That's our job. Mm-hmm. We talk about issues from a partisan perspective. And partisan has always been sort of a negative context type of word, but really it just means a different perspective.
Right.
That's all it means. It means a different perspective. And so we really push that different perspective as a party. And then the elected officials are there in the Capitol, for example, to work with all of the other legislators to try to pass legislation. And so their job, their role isn't to be focused on partisan messaging, but on passing legislation.
Exactly. And it's somewhat of a conflict of interest in my mind to have the elected leaders in the state house criticizing, in a sense, you know, the party in general that helped them get into office. In my mind, I just can't wrap it around. And here's something that's interesting. In all of my work, in mostly in South Dakota, but somewhat in Arkansas, and I've seen this pattern. And I think it's why sometimes, and I don't know because I haven't been in Oregon, but back here in Oregon for about a year, but this shooting at each other and this crossfire to one another causes a lot of harm, and it doesn't move the party forward, and it doesn't move the messaging forward. And one of the things that I've found, and I've worked in a lot of nonpartisan efforts, so I watched both parties. What I've found in the Democrat Party is they might be against each other behind the scenes, but their front show is game on united. And
yeah.
And they move forward and move
Good
forward,
point.
And they work behind the scenes to work out their differences. And I've watched that firsthand at the state capitol. And so and this is in South Dakota. So I think that we have some work to do. Using public forums to criticize one another just gives the other side ammunition to come back at us later, and I don't think it's a proper tactic. And I'm curious to say to our listeners, you know, don't get caught up in the media's attempt to sway you away from the Republican Party, that even though that we have differences and differences of opinion and ways and strategies, don't get caught up in that. And I know in the next month, there's going to be some re-election right at the state level. There's a contest, right, going on for leadership. And so I think it's important now more than ever that we understand why we're Republican and get behind our organization to move forward, because that's the solution, I believe, in Oregon.
Absolutely. You know, if we become divided, then we will be weaker. To strengthen the party, we have to band together now more than ever when our constitutional rights are being assaulted so directly and so immediately, not only by the media, but which I believe is an extension of the Democrat Party right now. And unfortunately, with some very strong socialist and Marxist tendencies. And so, for example, what you just mentioned or referenced earlier about, the media coming after the party, I think you referenced it. I heard Jeff talking about it as well. The media coming after the party for taking a position, it's a cancel culture sort of approach.
We have to go back to break here. I want to get into this when we get back from the break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We've got the leader of the Oregon State Republican Party, Bill Currier, on the line. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you along this morning. 40 degrees here at the KSLM studios. It's 8:22 in the morning. And I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, for being a morning show sponsor. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Be sure to give them a call, 503-939-7099. And I want to say our freedom celebration this Sunday, the ticket reservations are all closed off. We've hit our number that we needed to get at. We can't have any more, but we're very excited to meet with you. Those of you that are coming, that did get a ticket, we're excited to see you. It kicks off at 1 and it goes until about 4. So if you want to know a little more information about the timeline, that's it. I also want to say Friday, tomorrow, the National Walk for Life, March for Life in D.C. is going to be on virtual. I'm going to put a link on our Facebook page. You can join us watching that as well. That'll be a good opportunity to stand for life virtually. And then the Western Liberty Network, they are doing an advocacy training. It's actually a leadership conference on Saturday, and there's only so many people that they can have, and they're full, but they've opened it up where you can attend this wonderful training by Zoom. And so we put a link on our Facebook page at KSLM Radio as well, where you can sign up and be a part of that advocacy training. And it's a great opportunity. It's nonpartisan, but it gives you an opportunity of how to be skillful when we talk and engage our elected leaders. And that's so extremely important that you and I have that opportunity. And just confirmed this morning, I'm so excited. In 1 week here on The Morning Show, we're going to have Chris Ann Hall on the air. Yes, from 8:30 until 9 in the morning. And so she is coming to our beautiful city, Salem, February 19th and 20th at the River Church. And you can get your tickets as well. On the air with me, I am so delighted to have Bill Currier on the line. And we're talking all things Republican this morning. And I don't know, Bill, if you saw this headline coming out of Breitbart, and it was like the eve of the inauguration, and it's basically talking about the future of the Republican Party, and are you worried about it with the Biden administration getting in, and this representative Stefanik, I believe she's out of New York, and she's like, no, not at all. We're extremely energized. I'm not worried about our party because Republicans are engaged. We've got more momentum than we've ever had. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that with you, because I know in Oregon, we have certainly identified people getting involved that have never been involved anymore. Is that what you have witnessed over the last few years?
Yeah, that's exactly happening, especially in the last few weeks, but in the last 2 years because of the governor's actions, not just COVID this last year, but her prior policies that were impacting jobs and the economy here in Oregon. And that person's absolutely right. There are people that are choosing to sit down and disengage, if you will, from the political process. Perhaps they don't care for Donald Trump, and so they say, well, I'm going to leave. But for every one of those, we're seeing three or more join. And the replacements are very energized and very active. And so, yes, we have, for example, in the last 2 years, the precinct committee persons around the state that serve their neighborhoods have gone from 1,600 to 2,300.
Incredible.
So we're seeing great energy all over the state. And it's in part, I think, because they've seen the party stand up and fight back. The legislative walkouts, for example, really got people's attention that they were standing up for them. And then the party backing the recalls against the governor, which we came within 1% on the last one, as you may recall. So, mm-hmm. You know, we were able to gather over 250,000 signatures in 90 days. Mm-hmm. It had never been done before. And we were able to do it without fairs and other events because of the COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. So we're very, you know, and this is all due to people being activated by these policies, which in many cases represent an existential threat to their business or their livelihood. And here we are now looking like, with the White House occupied by a person who is reversing much of the policy that President Trump instituted to help the average American. We're wondering if there's hope, and there is hope. People are willing to stand up and fight back now more than ever.
Well, and if you had to give your elevator speech of in 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute, of why the Republican Party, what does the Republican Party stand for? And just to give listeners more of an idea, if you go to the Oregon Republican Party website, there's the whole list of platform and bylaws. It's all out there. There's nothing hidden as far. And this is every few years reinforced by the party in Oregon, if this is what we're standing with, right? Give your little elevator speech if there's a listener going, you know, I've been independent or I've been libertarian, but I'm thinking I want to be a part of the Republican Party. What is the Republican Party?
You know, I imagine you have listeners that are saying, well, I don't know exactly what the Republican Party platform is, but in a nutshell, we're for liberty. At this point in time in our history, our liberties are being threatened every time we turn around. There's this cancel culture that we were starting to talk about, mm-hmm. and there's these direct assaults on our constitutional rights, especially the First Amendment right, which always leads to a Second Amendment assault. And sometimes they happen in parallel in history. And so our party is really focused on allowing people to engage in the political process of protecting those rights and preserving our freedoms. And really returning our government back to the constitutional restraints that allow its citizens to be governed with the consent of the governed. Right now we're losing the basic premise of the Constitution, which is consent of the governed, and we have to protect that.
That's absolutely right. We're going to be going into a break here shortly, but I want to remind our listeners right now, in Oregon, there is a supermajority. There's a supermajority of Democrats. We have a Democrat governor, a Democrat secretary of state, a Democrat treasurer. You know, in the executive areas, we have a lot of Democrat placed judges, I believe, even though they're supposed to be nonpartisan. And we have a supermajority in the legislature of Democrats. What does that equal out to? That equals out that those that voted for the Republicans, they're not gaining a place at the table. And that is not good, because all of it is kind of like, it's like a play. It's already pre-scripted at the Capitol. And even if you come and testify on an issue, chances are they've already tabulated the vote and it's not working in our favor. So we've got much work to do here in Oregon. And I implore you to look at that platform, look at your values. And let's get registered as a Republican, and let's make a difference here in Oregon. We're going to continue the conversation with Bill when we come back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to remind your friends that you can listen and share this broadcast. Later on, I'll have the podcast up and you can put it on your timeline to alert your friends and let them see what it how important it is to look at the Republican Party. And I challenge each and every one of us to really look at what our values are. And then let's look at the parties that are out there and what lines up with our values. And let's get engaged. Let's get involved. That is so very important. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland today, Country Financial, for being a morning show sponsor. Sunderland Agency, if you need any insurance needs, give Bill a call, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. And here on the website, the Oregon Republican, it's just oregon.gop, it says, who are Oregon Republicans? Oregonians are pioneers, risk takers, and change makers. We believe in freedom, and that freedom is the key to prosperity, and that shrinking government is the way to get there. Oregon Republicans remain true to the Oregon Trail spirit of entrepreneurism that brought our state's founders across the continent in the 1850s. And I would say having complete grit here in Oregon and that spirit of pioneer and that independence really is a way to describe the Pacific Northwest and particularly Oregon. And it's important, friends, that I know it's like, oh, I don't want to be in one party or the other because, you know, no one is going to put me in a box. And I get it. I totally get it. But if we're going to be effective to change what's happening in our local areas, our school board, our commissions, our city council, our state house, we've got to get engaged in the process, and we've got to get elected leaders in there that are going to line up with our party platform and with our values. And it may sound like a big sales pitch this morning, but this is a conservative talk radio show. And if we're not engaged in the process, it's one thing to curse the darkness, but let's turn up the light and let's get engaged in the process. And I've got Bill Currier on the line with me. And I'm so glad to have you here, Bill, because I think it's extremely important that we get on the same page and we head in the same direction, right?
Absolutely.
And as pioneers, You know, I think of those wagon trains. You know, they had to have order. They had to have leadership. They had to stay within the boundaries, right? and as a group, they had to work together. I mean, they might not have liked each other. Their personalities may have conflicted, but they agreed, let's make this journey together. And without one another, survival, you know, was minimal, correct? And I think we need to have that kind of a perspective, in a sense.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. We can set aside our relatively minimal differences and choose to work together on shared objectives. That's what's bringing people into the party right now, is they see a specific way that they can get involved. We don't ask them to memorize the platform. We ask them to get involved in something that we're working on, a project. They do so energetically and enthusiastically. And very soon after that, they realize, you know what? This party does line up with my interests and my values. There may be a thing here or there that they're not sure on, but there's no group that you can join. There's no relationship you can be in where everything is perfect. And so, like you said, you have to line up with a group that can be effective and make that group strong to achieve shared objectives.
Well, and we talked a little bit about the role of the Oregon State Party in the whole scheme of things. And you do have, the Oregon State Party has a role to play in the nation, right? So when we talk about the Republican National Committee and some of these, and when they're making these statements, what influence do you have in that? And why is it important that we make statements and resolutions out of our state as Republicans?
Well, that's a great question, because and a point you're making actually too, is that the only reason that we have county parties is because we have a state party, and the only reason we have a state party is because we have a national party, and much of that structure is actually written into federal and state law.
Mm-hmm.
We have three members from each state that go to the national level to vote at the Republican National Committee, as we call it. It's the national counterpart to the Oregon Republican Party. And for example, a few weeks ago, we were back east, we were voting for our RNC leadership. And one of the things that we were able to accomplish while we were there from Oregon, the Oregon delegation, that is, was to make sure that we had, that we reelected Tommy Hicks as our co-chair.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that was important is because he is our direct connection to the Trump folks, and preserves our ability to continue an America First agenda in mm-hmm. the Republican Party, even though President Trump is no longer in the White House.
Well said. And I think it's a lack of knowledge, in a sense, to make statements that we have no business talking about federal and, United States stuff. We need to focus on Oregon because it's all integrated. It's a bigger place at the table. And it's important to come back to the state and have that representation within the party.
Yes, President Trump has made it very clear to us here in the Oregon delegation. We had a chance to meet with a number of his top people while we were in Florida, and also since then, we've been in communication. He's made it very clear in advance of all the rumors that were swirling around in the last few weeks that there would be a third party, for example, that he would be starting. Some people are floating the idea of, you know, a Patriot Party of some kind, or America First Party. Well, he made it very clear to us that he was not leaving the Republican
mm-hmm.
Party.
It's more distraction, more chaos.
Yeah, and we made a very strong commitment to him that we would continue the America First agenda, because it so well articulates
mm-hmm.
the Republican principles that we hold.
Well, in some of these moves within the never Trumpers, I call them, within the Republican Party, to censor him now and try to do all of this, you know, it doesn't follow the America First policy, because first of all, it's wasted taxpayer money. Okay, we need to move forward on the issues that are at hand, and it's so important that we fight for our common people, you know, and it's a distraction, it's more chaos, it's more, in a sense, conspiracy and to throw things off. And I've been approached several times, hey, join the Patriot Party, oh, this or that, and I'll say, nope, Nope. We gotta dig in. We gotta stay strong. We gotta stay united. We gotta work out our differences behind closed doors and have a united front to move forward.
Yes, the you know, when the 10 U.S. Representatives voted to impeach the president, not only was that a violation of some very important constitutional principles such as due process, it was an attempt to delegitimize the concerns of hundreds of thousands of voters who showed up on the National Mall to express their concern about problems with the 2020 presidential election. And so we feel it's very, very important not to take away the voice of Americans when they are concerned about something. And the national issues are relevant to our lives here in Oregon.
Now, I want to switch gears a little bit in that the role of the Oregon Party asks some questions, because in my mind, part when we talk about we want to get Republican people into leadership positions, I know where I come from, the Oregon Republican Party, they really try to not only bring volunteers, they try to also bring fundraising efforts, they try to bring folks into town that would help our candidates get elected. And one of the challenges, I believe, of COVID this year is because all the businesses, the small businesses that would support our Republican candidates were harmed. They didn't have the funds. They didn't have the ability to give or host fundraisers because of all the COVID restrictions. It's starting to look like this might have been planned, right? You look back and you're like, how interesting is all of this?
But could be, yes.
the challenge has been, and I know this from being involved in Congress campaigns back in South Dakota, usually you're not a recognized candidate unless you can raise a certain amount of money. So then the national organizations don't come in and partner with you. What can we do differently in Oregon to say, look, some of these seats, you know, I think of Amy Ryan Courser. I mean, hers was within, you know, under what, 6-7%? I mean, she could have won that, you know. And I'm concerned that there wasn't enough reinforcement financially to help. Could have more exposure could have helped her. Help me understand that a little bit.
Yes, in the past, and you know, one thing that affects this is that the forced union dues from the unions get spent in ways that are not consistent with the values of the members of the union. And so, and I mean, not all the members of the union. So, you know, the 89% of the dollars that go towards legislative races where for Democrats is coming from the unions, from these forced union dues. Well, we don't have those dollars here in Oregon. We relied, you know, entirely on donations. The interesting thing, though, is in the last year, those donations have gone up quadruple. Despite the COVID restrictions.
Wow.
And I think it's because people recognize the threat. And so we were able to give money for the first time in decades. We were able to give money to our candidates in the 2020 election. And we actually raised, in conjunction with the national Trump campaign, we were actually able to raise almost $500,000 from people who had maxed out in their own states outside of Oregon through the Oregon Republican Party to the Trump campaign. So we raised almost $1 million last year, way more than we normally raise.
Fantastic. And that's what I want to see, is not only the physical presence and the volunteers and doing everything we can in each county level, but also the fundraising efforts, because I know it can be very challenging. You feel like you're walking uphill barefoot, you know, trying to make your way and do the best you can. And that's something that's great to hear that report. Now, we only got about a minute left before we go back to break, but how do people get involved? I mean, where do they go to get to? I know they can fill out their little registration card and say, yep, I want to be a Republican, but how do they actually get engaged in the process?
Well, we have a number at Oregon.gop, there's a form if they're interested, and what we would normally do is refer them to their county party, because as you mentioned earlier, local action is the best action, and to getting people involved at the local level builds, as we call it in the Republican Party, builds our bench of people available for higher level office. They become stronger, connected with their constituents at a lower level, and then are able to run for higher level office. And when they do it in that manner, instead of trying to run for a high level office immediately, they're much stronger candidates overall. I can give you many examples of that, such as Dennis Richardson.
Awesome. We're going into another break here. So after we get back, let's talk about that example. And I have a couple more questions for you. Listen to your Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Glad to have you tuned in, friends, today. Reminding you, get to KSLM.news and get connected. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and this coming Sunday is our Freedom Celebration. We have closed out registration as we hit our number that we needed to get to. And so if you didn't get a ticket, I'm sorry. Maybe we'll, if this is a successful event, maybe we'll do this quarterly where we can connect and celebrate our liberty and freedom. Those of you that got a ticket, certainly looking forward to meeting you and so thankful for our sponsors. And I want to share with you again that the Western Liberty Network, they're having a leadership conference, and it is Saturday from 9 to 5. We put a link up on our Facebook radio, KSLM Radio Facebook page, and get registered. It'll be a great advocacy training, and it's so important, friends, that we stay engaged in the process. And I know that there, I believe it's in February, I've got Bill Currier on the line with me, and Bill is the leader currently of the Oregon Republican Party. And I know even in Oregon, just like you went to Washington, D.C., and you elected the new leadership at the Republican Party in D.C., all of the Oregon counties come together, and they vote for the leadership here in Oregon, right, Bill? And I don't know if I have.
Yes,
oh, there you are. There you are. and so we have an opportunity, though, and I believe each county, if I'm understanding how it works, you have your precinct men and women in your little areas, and then they all vote for leadership in each county. Then the county leadership goes to the state, and then they vote, right? And this year, you're up for election. Is your term 1 or 2 years? How does that work?
Each term is 2 years.
Okay. So what's your best pitch for why you should be and your team reelected for the next few years? Give us your vision and give us your pitch.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I wasn't expecting to do any campaigning, but yes, we do have an election coming up in 3 weeks. And we would like to continue our vision of building the party, building the grassroots activity, building what I would call a groundswell of activism to let all Oregonians know that we're fighting for them, we're continuing to fight for them, that we will register more voters through involving people in projects that are meaningful to them,
mm-hmm.
That affect their lives and protect their freedoms. And so we have already a lot of momentum doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're raising far more money than we used to. Our registration numbers went up dramatically during the recall efforts. And so those very specific projects, rather than just asking people to join a party, we're going to continue programs that get people engaged and give them a reason to not only become active, but to become a Republican voter and help us in the primaries as well.
Absolutely. And that is so extremely important that we engage all Oregonians and show them through our action that we're doing this. And I know that, you know, I'm new back in Oregon, so I'm learning quickly how all of this works, but it's very similar because I was involved in other states. But it's very important that our listeners understand this. And I will applaud you, Bill. I know it was difficult trying to do this recall in such a short time and with all the obstacles. And if I heard anything negative, it's like, we were short. You know, we didn't do it. We've got this governor still in. And I want to applaud your efforts and all the volunteers. And I know how disappointing it was and difficult, but it wasn't wasted energy. We've been able to identify people who are willing to step up and volunteer and get engaged. And it's that kind of momentum as we move forward through the next couple years that I look as very interesting, turbulent waters that we need to navigate through. And I implore our listeners to get engaged in the process. And then I challenge our leadership, like yourself, Bill, to continue to stand strong. And if you're reelected, to keep making those bold statements, because I believe some of the trouble that we've had. Yeah, you can't back down. Some of the trouble we've had even nationwide is where there's a vacuum in leadership and people are not courageous. Then craziness happens because people are frustrated and they feel like they're, in a sense, a caged animal. And so they react.
They need to see strong leadership.
We need some strong leadership. And so as you continue on, I think that's extremely important. I've got someone called in and has a question. Are you up for a question?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's bring them on. We got good morning to you. Thank you, Ron. We've got a, we want to include you in the conversation here. And have you join us today with your question. What's your question, Ron?
My question is this, and Bill knows me very well. I'm in Polk County GOP. I am a PCP. I can speak to one thing that I feel that overall, I'm glad he has a backbone. I commend him for the various things he's done to try to recall this Jezebel, as I call her. The thing that I feel, Bill, my question would be, like Dennis Richardson, over going back to time when Reagan got elected by Oregon many years ago, the common denominator I see that is not being done is that we got to get into the lion's den of doesn't matter what color, this, that, another, where Reagan appealed to Hispanics, Richardson appealed, even gone into the Urban League and everything in Portland. My question is, why is my candidates in the last three elections of the state offices have not made the effort, whether it's Newt Bueller, whether it's even my friend, I consider a good friend, Senator Thatcher, will not hold that backbone but try to appease to the center instead of being who they are. And I feel overall there's a lot of people have, I'm trying to keep them in the party, and some of them are now NAVs or independents. I want to bring them back, but we got it. You're doing a great job, Bill. Doing great. But
that's a great question, Ron, and we've got just a little bit of time. I want Bill to be able to
ahead.
Answer that. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a great question, and I think I'll just give my assessment. Probably anticipate is that we need to rise up together as Republicans in Oregon, and including those that share our values that may not be Republicans, and give these candidates for elected office a real strong, show strong support, and not be queasy at all. Our strongest candidates are the ones with the strong that are closest to our values, and articulate the reason they're running for office in a way that's based on the function of that office and not on like social issues or trying to cross over and pull in Democrats, because Democrats actually respect someone who has values that they may not necessarily agree with, but who focuses on the job at hand. Mm. We saw that with Dennis Richardson and others. And I think the party's job is to really support these candidates and let them know that we're expecting them to hold true to their values.
That's very good. And we're wrapping up here. Thank you, Ron, for the question. Bill, I want to say thank you for your time. I know it's a busy time right now and in this culture that we're living in. I thank you for giving us a whole hour this morning. And I encourage you, if you're willing to come back, let's do this. Let's continue the conversation as we move through the next few months. And again, thank you for your effort. And what is what's the state's website? People can get more engaged in the process.
It's very, very simple. It's just Oregon.gop.
Excellent. Oregon.gop. Well, thank you, Bill. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Stacey Ann. Until next time.
Until next time. God bless you. Well, friends, we've had an incredible morning talking about some pretty interesting issues that are affecting the Republican Party. And again, I'm going to say get engaged in the process. Pull out that voter registration card. Write down your values, and if you're not already a part of the Republican Party, I encourage you to do so. Thank you so much for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.